Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 21st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Belzutifan for advanced pheochromocytoma or paraganglioma. Belzutifan is a hypoxia-inducible factor 2 alpha, HIF2 alpha inhibitor. This medication targets dysregulation of the HIF2 alpha pathway, which drives most cases of metastatic pheochromocytoma and paraganglioma. It offers anti-tumor activity for patients with advanced pheochromocytoma or paraganglioma. This Phase 2 international single-group trial included 72 participants with locally advanced disease. Article number 2. Lipoprotein A and risk of dementia, findings from 3 cohort studies. High lipoprotein A is a recognized causal risk factor for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. This study investigated the association between lipoprotein A levels and the risk of Alzheimer's disease or vascular-related dementia. It analyzed lipoprotein A measurements from 539,478 individuals across 3 large cohort studies, including the Copenhagen General Population Study and the Copenhagen City Heart Study. The findings clarify the role of lipoprotein A in dementia, especially significant given that lipoprotein A-lowering drugs are currently in clinical trials. Article number 3. Artificial intelligence-enhanced electrocardiography to predict regurgitant valvular heart diseases, an international study. Artificial intelligence-enhanced electrocardiography, AI-ECG models, were developed to diagnose and predict future moderate or severe regurgitant valvular heart diseases. These regurgitant valvular heart diseases include mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, and aortic regurgitation. The A1 ECG models were developed using a large dataset of 988,618 electrocardiogram and transthoracic echocardiogram pairs. This development provides a tool to potentially improve outcomes through earlier intervention for significant valvular heart disease. Article number 4. Carbon emission analysis of aortic valve replacement, the environmental footprint of transcatheter versus surgical procedures. A life cycle assessment calculated the carbon emissions associated with open surgical aortic valve replacement, SA5R, and transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR. The analysis compared procedures performed in the operating room and the cardiac catheterization lab. The total carbon footprint was determined for 10 SA5R cases, 10 operating room TAVR cases, and 10 cardiac catheterization lab TAVR cases. This study provides a foundational understanding of the environmental footprint of these critical cardiovascular procedures. Article number 5. Cardiac transthyretin amyloidosis treatment improves outcomes after aortic valve replacement for severe stenosis. Concomitant aortic stenosis and transthyretin-associated cardiac amyloidosis is an increasingly recognized cause of structural heart failure. Aortic valve replacement improves prognosis in this patient population. This study investigated the prognostic implications of transthyretin-associated cardiac amyloidosis-specific medication in patients with both aortic stenosis and cardiac amyloidosis. It found that transthyretin-associated cardiac amyloidosis treatment improves outcomes after aortic valve replacement for severe stenosis. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.